John Pettigrew is a farmer based near Shepparton. He's had involvement with local water and environment groups and the Victorian Farmers Federation and the Environmental Farmers Network. And he was one of 85 Australians trained by Al Gore as part of the Climate Project. John, good morning.
Morning, Joseph.
As a farmer with an environmental interest, what's your take on yesterday's announcement?
Well, we'd totally support a price on carbon emissions, and what the announcements yesterday, I thought, was very good news, not just for farmers, but for this whole region. And
why is it good news for farmers?
Well, farmers have been, they won't be liable for any emissions and will be able to sell carbon credits. There was quite a few announcements yesterday to do with the Biodiversity Fund that will open up opportunities for farmers to adapt. Also, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. That's, from a regional point of view, enormous regional development opportunities with renewable energy. It won't be all produced in centralised areas like Gippsland. It'll be spread all over the state and hopefully some in this area.
What about the diesel rebate cut, though? How's that going to impact farmers?
The diesel rebate cut, the farmers are not liable for any of that, Joseph. We've been excluded from all... fuel has been excluded, so it doesn't affect us farmers.
But transport?
Transport in 2014 could be affected slightly. Again, it's the whole purpose of this is behavioural change, and not just the top the largest companies that are being included in it, but right down to every individual. And hasn't been taken into account in discussion so far today enough, I don't believe. We all have it open to us to change our behaviour, how we use energy. Your example of bananas that's often been used, I haven't purchased a banana for a long time, but that's my choice.
Mm. Yep. Likewise, sadly speaking, the way that you seem to be quite happy with a lot of the announcement detail. Do you think it's possible that it will make farming more viable for some?
I think it certainly will. I think the degree of certainty, that's always been a question mark with when it comes to investments. And I think the degree of certainty that's been brought about in the last few days, I think is going to be helpful. There'll always be change in farming. There's no doubt about that. But our major concern as a group was that Australia's ability to produce food and fibre is at risk through climate change, and traditional farming just will not be possible in many regions in the future. And we really have no choice. We have to try and restrict those impacts.
Are you concerned at all that this will make local producers less competitive against overseas product, though?
I don't think so, Joseph. I think we have some wonderful resources here in our region. Water, the quality of our air, our soil quality. I think that's going to place us in a very good position in future. If I was a younger person, I'd be very, very confident in going out and expanding into agriculture. I think the future is very, very good. World prices will increase.